It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Hey, welcome. It's the 4th of July edition of the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. I had a couple people last week, Bob, asked me, what radio station are you on? And I'm like, well, we're on Jethro FM. They go, well, I never heard of it. I said, 94.9 right here in Grand Rapids or 99.5 in Lowell, or even better, you can get us on a podcast. I'll send it right to your phone. Like, oh, that's convenient. So then they listened. So it's kind of cool. And they came back to me last week and said, you know what? You guys aren't half bad. I said, so are we half good or are we half bad? I don't know which it is. But anyway, I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Welcome. Thanks for that volley.
Yeah.
There's so much to just filter through there. You know what I do, Jop? And thanks for joining us. Welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves still to this day. 15 years running. We're coming up on 15 years. And it's really kind of the only show of its kind in the world. And I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to copy us for some reason. But when people ask me that, what I do is I stop instantly and I say, what kind of phone do you have? And then I look up the phone. I say, where's your podcast app? And then I punch in the Grilling Guys. We pop up and there you go. Voila.
It's simple.
It is.
Yep. It's simple.
And then I follow it and they go, oh, and it's, now it'll come to your phone every Saturday about 11 o'clock when we're done.
Yep.
So
pretty cool.
How about that?
Watch it on demand.
It would be imprudent of me if I didn't correct Randy right off the bat.
Because he's good at that.
It's not the 4th of July edition. It's the Independence Day. It's Independence Day.
Oh, yeah,
don't forget why the 4th was picked. And guess what? I'm going to torture you with a little bit of history on it. And there's no better segue. July 2nd, 1776, the Continental Congress voted in favor of independence. And 2 days later, delegates from 13 colonies adopted a Declaration of Independence, a historical document drafted by who? Thomas Jefferson.
TJ.
The dude was bigger than we ever give him credit for. From 1776 to the present day, July 4th, has been celebrated as the birth of American independence, with festivities ranging from fireworks, yada, yada, yada. When the initial battles of the Revolutionary War broke out in April of 1775, few colonists desired complete independence from Great Britain, and that's the truth. The number of people that actually fought for us was pathetic. It was like 2 or 3%. But those who did were considered what? Radicals. Wow.
Modern-day patriots.
By the middle of the following year, more colonists had come to favor independence, thanks to the growing hostility of the Brits. And they were expressed in pamphlets called Common Sense, published by Thomas Paine. Very important pamphlet.
We could use a dose of that today.
Yeah. There's another guy that's not well understood. June 7th, Continental Congress went to Pennsylvania State House, Independence Hall. You ever been there?
I have.
Guess where it's at? Philadelphia.
Yeah.
The Virginia delegate, Richard Henry Lee, introduced a motion calling the colonies independence. Amid heated debate, Congress postponed the vote on Lee's resolution, but appointed a five-man committee, including Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Roger Sherman, Benjamin Franklin, and Robert Livingston of New York, a formal statement justifying the break with Great Britain. These people risked their fortunes. Most of them lost their fortunes. George Washington certainly did. Many were executed when caught, even after we kicked the Brits out or were in the process of the battle. When they were caught, these people were executed. They were done with.
Right, but our founding fathers, and here we are, some...
Ben Franklin, you know, he gets a lot of grief for, you know, he was a playboy, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, I heard Donald Trump was a playboy, too, and he gets a lot of grief. But it doesn't matter. You can always look at somebody's faults if you want. Look what they do for their country.
Right.
Look what they do for their country. Benjamin Franklin. I mean, the dude went to Europe how many times to try and talk to the King of France for help and to talk to King John. Tremendous dude. Played with lightning.
Right. Key to success. Yeah. Yeah. What isn't electric these days?
Right? You gave me the perfect segue, 4th of July, you're right.
Is that what I did?
I just want to...
Well, there's your gift from me this week, Bob, right there.
You just gave me another one out in the parking lot. You gave me the smoker back. So I like to make that delineation because I was taught years ago by a very wise man, I think his name was Rush Limbaugh, that we got to remember those names and the reasons why we call things that. And it's easy to say, oh, happy holidays. Well...
It's Independence Day.
It's a diversion.
Right.
Happy holidays. No, it's Merry Christmas.
Right.
It's not just a holiday. Anyway, lecture done.
All right. Well, back to the barbecue. Barbecue Bob and I did an event on Monday this past week for my work. And I want to kudos out to Matt Michaels, the proprietor at Gravel Bottom Brewery over in Ada. If you've not been there, you got to get over there. But Matt let us come in and host a party for about 80 people that was around my work. And I think it was fantastic. But probably the biggest reason it was fantastic is Bob was on the grill, and which freed me up to entertain my clients.
Time
and guests.
Out. I'm going to have to correct you again.
Why?
You prepped all that food.
Well, I understand.
All I had to do was grill it.
Well, I understand, but it had
to
be grilled.
I got a lot of credit for food I didn't really make. I just heated it.
Yeah.
Could have given me a microwave.
Right. But but anyway, we had brisket sliders and beef kebabs and chicken kebabs.
I want to know. Did you go to work the next morning?
I did.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. I was up all night. That was like a 36-hour bender. Putting it all together and pulling
it
off.
Not that you haven't been on 36-hour benders before.
Right, but generally when I was a much younger man. But but anyway, we had a great time, and it was very well received.
Oh, don't forget the credit for Chaz for cooking all those pizzas.
Yeah, that's exactly right, too.
Chaz Thompson, our internet guru in the Baritone of Beers, who fills in for me when I'm gone, as Randy says,
right.
Running around with my grandkids. Chaz... He made a lot of pizzas.
Yeah.
And those people were standing in line like beggars. These guys were rich, successful
right.
people. Yeah, you want one to go? Yeah, the kids would like
me. Yeah, right. So with that said, it was that little Gozney, Gozney, pizza oven. I got it from Garrett's Appliance.
And that thing is really cool.
It is.
Looks like a little spaceship.
Right. And
I expect a George Jetson logo on it or something.
But it
900
pumps,
degrees.
Yeah. It pumps out a pizza about every 90 seconds to 2 minutes. And Chaz was whipping them out of there. And it's a really cool tool. And if you've ever, I hem and hawed on it for about a year before I squeezed it.
And how
the
much
trigger.
Can you pick one up for? Six?
Yeah, 600 or 700 with all the toys around it.
But what a cool addition for your backyard. Now I know why you've given up your love affair with your griddle.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't.
I used that this week, too. But the griddle, for me, to fire up the griddle, I got to be cooking for a bunch of people. That isn't something that I'm just going to fire up for Lisa and I, because it's a lot of work, and you're doing a lot of pieces of things, and then I got to clean it. And I got the 36-inch one, so you can't clean just a section you cooked on. You got to clean the whole thing because juices run and oil, you know, runs and all that other stuff. So it's cooking on it is great, but I got 15 minutes of cleanup after I'm done every time. It isn't like shut it off and turn the lid, you know.
I would like to reconnect with those people that I see online advertising an American-made griddle that they'll customize for the top of your grill.
Yes. Yep.
Because it's just a flat piece of metal. It's stainless. It's got the grease trough and everything in it. And they'll make it to whatever size you want. Now, there, for those space-conscious people, like our producer here, he's got limited grill space on his deck, he says.
His wife says there's plenty there.
Puts him in a cramp when he's out there slaving away. You know, so you don't have to necessarily... I mean, you saw the cluster I've got back there. I can barely walk through there now, and I want more.
Right.
I'm not going to get a griddle. I'm going to buy one of those American-made ones.
Well, sure. And then it becomes a double tool.
I can put it on top of my tech.
Tech?
I've got a double burner tech that's pretty big.
Right.
Or I could get it big enough for that big South American unit, stainless job, and then have a real one.
That'd be cool.
I think that's the way to go.
Right. Yep. That would be really cool.
Charcoal griddle.
Yeah. Why not?
The next thing.
Right. Here it comes. Anyway, coming up next, being that it is Independence Day weekend, many of you are going to be out there camping, and we're going to talk about some camp favorites. So you listen to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.